06.
We're on time.
04. On time. We're on time.
We're on time.
It's 6:04 p.m. Friday. Guess what time it is? It's time for Shut Up Weirdo.
That's right. Here we are.
I'm Franny.
My name is Michelle.
Notice I said Franny today.
Versus what?
Frangry.
But you normally are Franny, aren't you? No?
It depends on my mood, you know? Oh, we got Matt Warwick in here turning on the AC for us. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. I don't know why I can't figure it out.
Say you're welcome.
It's really complicated.
You press the button on the remote.
There's two remotes.
Do they have names on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, AC.
It's too complicated.
Oh, that feels good already.
Let me see.
Oh, Lord. Those are the ACs we have in Nicaragua.
No, they don't say, like, oh, main studio. Okay. Thanks. Sorry.
So
no,
listen.
No problem.
Thank you, Maddie.
No problem.
Thanks. Ugh. What do you got there?
A White Claw.
You're not raw dogging it tonight?
Nope. Black cherry, baby.
All right. All right. All right. Let's get back to business. Wow, you can really hear that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Dude, put that up to the mic.
That's a really fancy mic.
Whoa!
That's the show.
Listen.
Sounds like Bryce's show. No, we have a show to do.
Do we?
Yes.
So listen, guys. We have some sad news. We only have two shows left.
This one and one more.
So we decided tonight we were going to do a topic, and we were like, nah. If it's, we have a lot, we have, okay. Let me give you some context. The Shut Up Weirdo ladies have a running list of topic ideas. And every week when it's time to choose our topic, which we call topic time, I will normally choose the ones I like the best off the list and send them to Michelle, and then she will sort of narrow them down to like one or two. Because this is our second to last show, and we have so many little yummy bangers on there, we were thinking we could do like a, it's like speed dating, but it's like speed topics.
We've done this before.
We have. I don't know how good it is, but let's set some ground.
Yeah, set some ground. I love rules.
So I think I'm going to choose them like 10 or 15 minute intervals.
Okay.
Maybe.
Can you hear the dog? My dog is here for the first time and she's snoring so loud.
Where's my dog?
You can't hear that? I mean, she was just like dying to take a nap.
Anyway, so 10 to 15 minute intervals, but I feel like we should allow people who want to call in. Like if we're at 6:15 and we've switched to topic two, what happens if someone wants to call in with topic one? I'm okay with it.
I was thinking you'd hang up on them.
I think I'm okay with it. Like we should build up the topic roster.
Seems confusing to have five topics going towards the end.
Well, no, technically we only have one going at once, but like it's not that easy to get through all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And so, like, maybe you'll call for topic one, but you won't get into the topic one round.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
So what if we try that?
Okay.
And
is there a prize for every topic?
I think yes, if we get an incredible call for every topic.
Okay.
But we're not
going
to just,
so you'll have to have a list for every topic.
I'm just going to keep a running list of awesome calls. And hopefully we have at least one for every topic.
Okay.
That's high hopes around here.
Yeah, high hopes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
All right. So what is the first topic we want to start with, I guess, is the question. Do we want to go with the one we posted? Which was, what object would you fight?
Yes, let's start there.
So I don't know if it's that easy to understand, but the idea is like, for me, it's like, you know, when you're like packing a box and it's like that roll of masking tape, but it sticks to itself.
Yes.
And it takes you like literally 40 minutes to unstick it. That's one. Or
Saran wrap.
Saran wrap.
I'll kill Saran wrap.
One of the things that drives me the most bananas is when you get like a bottle of vitamins or something and there's that like paper seal that has this thing that says lift, 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 lift. But then you lift it and the paper seal just sits there. Like it doesn't lift the paper seal.
I'd fight that.
Whoever invented that should die.
Like, or at least fix your invention.
Yeah, they should fix that invention.
Okay, so call us. 201-209-9368. Tonight's first topic is what object would you fight? And I have my phone and our list out if this is terrible.
It's going to be great.
What else is there, though? See, that's the problem. It's like only household objects.
That's not true.
What else is there? We don't have a single call.
201-209-9368. What object would you fight?
What else is there?
There's lots of things.
Like what? If we can't think of 100, then this is a bad idea. We can jump to the next topic.
No one's calling? Mm-mm. That's weird.
Not one. 201-209-9368.
Maybe it's too smart for them.
Clearly. Shite. What do we do? Okay, we can change it.
Not that we gave up so quickly.
I mean, it's 6:09. We said we would do 15 minutes each. We only have 6 more minutes.
Okay.
This isn't a good sign.
Maybe the phones are broken.
I'm starting to get nervous.
No, don't get nervous.
Okay, what if topic one was, do blonde girls have bad breath?
And it's a poll, yes or no?
Yeah.
I have never heard that before.
Because the answer is yes.
That's a thing?
Yeah, because the answer is yes.
All right, 201-209-9368. Only blonde girls, not blonde boys.
Blonde girls, I don't care about boys.
Okay.
Okay, I'm writing all the topics down as we go. Do blonde girls. We need one more call. We'll have a full board
I've
and I
really
can answer.
I've really never heard that before.
Here we go. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes. My entry is those stickers that on shower curtains that make the shower curtains stick to the wall. You want to take a shower.
It's a magnet.
They don't. You spend 10 minutes getting the stick right.
It's a magnet, sir.
Dude, isn't it a magnet?
The ones I have are not magnets. They're just, you have to press real hard. They're adhesive. I mean, why do people put up with that?
What shower curtain is this?
My God, you stick and then it pops off. You stick and it pops off. Stick and it pops off. As I say, it adds 10 minutes to your shower. whoever invented that, I mean, it's highway robbery.
You should start buying better quality shower curtains.
Yeah, because the real ones have magnets.
Okay, go with magnets.
Yeah. And also, those are like $9.99. So.
Well, duly noted. Okay, you're right.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, lady.
Sybil. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I missed you guys. I'm going to miss you again when you're done with this section, but I would fight keyless locks where you have to have an app on your smartphone to be able to like unlock it.
Yeah, that's trash.
Makes me crazy.
That's trash.
Absolute. Anything that you have to have an app to do is trash.
Yeah.
Well, like apps. Like I would.
Apps are trash.
Having to have apps.
Yeah, you're right. Apps are trash.
The worst human invention.
You know what's trash?
What?
Two-factor authentication.
Oh
yes.
I would fight that so hard.
I will fight it.
It's exhausting.
Any day on any railroad track.
Exhausting. Just steal my information.
I know. At that point, it's like, I don't even care anymore. I have the same password for everything anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Jesus.
All right, that's a good one.
That is a good one. All right, have a good one, sister.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye, lady.
People are going to get riled up and angry.
Good.
They're going to get frank.
Call us at 201-209-9368. The topic for right now, at least, is what object would you fight? It kind of, what she just talked about, flows into the other topic we were bouncing, which was...
You're throwing out all the topics right now?
Well, I mean, it's a free-form hour today.
There needs
this is
to be
free-form
some,
radio.
There needs to be some rhyme and
Can
reason.
Can you just let me be me?
Yes.
So the topic the thing she was saying kind of lead us into the topic you and I were throwing around, which is like, what don't I understand? Which is like, how do those apps even work?
Yeah.
Or like, Bluetooth? What? The sound is going through my phone
Bluetooth
in the air?
Bluetooth is a miracle.
In the air to a speaker?
What I just don't want to hear is a bunch of men trying to mansplain something to me.
I know. But I think that's a cool topic, too.
Okay. So now we have three topics going.
We're going to have 20 by the end. Wait, what is it? Yeah. What don't I understand? Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hello, Franny. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Are we talking about if blonde women have stinky breath?
Sure, we're talking about whatever you want out of the three things we've posted.
Well, when I first met my girlfriend, she was blonde, and I would agree that it was stinky. And as she got older, it went brown, and I would say the halitosis went away.
I'm telling you, blonde girls have bad breath. What do you think it is, sir?
I think she changed her diet.
Yeah. That guy sounded fishy, and I didn't like it. Mm. How about you?
Yeah, I hear
you. You can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. If you don't have the balls to call, you can leave a comment on there. You can still win a free t-shirt. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topics are... What object would you fight? Do blonde girls have bad breath? Or what don't you understand? So far.
201-209-9368. Call us.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how's it going?
What up?
Is one of the topics still objects we'd like to fight?
Yeah, the objects are lingering throughout the whole hour.
Okay, so earlier, I guess last week, I started a new town in New Jersey, and people are upset with the name for it, so I made a sign, and people have been going to the new town and making AI signs of the name of the town that they think it should be. So they've been making AI signs and covering up my hand-painted signs. So I'd like to fight the AI signs of the name that isn't of the town that I created.
I'm sorry, you created a town?
How do you do that?
Yes.
Like on a game online? Sims?
No, I was just walking down the street of Nutley, and I noticed like the Welcome to Nutley sign was on one side of a parking lot, and then on the other side of the parking lot was a Welcome to Belleville sign. So I realized like the parking lot was kind of like not in either town, and I made a video about it, and it went viral, and then News 12 did a story on it, and it's really picking up. But I named the town Beltley.
Oh my
and
God,
I made this sign. I painted it myself, and then all these people are.
That wasn't really on topic.
I could not listen to that person for another second. Sorry, Michelle.
You're spicy today.
Well, I had a White Claw, or I had a wine before the White Claw. But I.
201-209-9368. Help us.
Let me tell you something.
Tell me something.
I had a really nice time doing the show this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I will not miss it come September.
Me neither.
I cannot believe we did the show for, like, 10 years straight.
I know. It's crazy.
Nonstop.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah.
Can you believe that?
No. This summer was fun, but...
It's a lot.
I don't regret it, but starting school in September, I kind of wish I had summer Fridays.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of did too. Like, today was so nice, I could have, like, gone to the beach.
That's all right, though. Let's make the most of it.
I know, I'm just saying. And calls like that are like, oh, my God,
Jesus. All right, but let's not be downers.
Am I being a Debbie Downer? A
little bit.
Frangry Downer?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be a Frangry Upper. Watch what you wish for.
All right. 201-209-9368.
201-209-9368. Call us. We only have two shows left. What's up? You're on the radio.
Hi there. This is the Count of Al Dente.
The who and the what? Count Dracula?
Count de Al Dente.
Count Al Dente?
Count Dracula, what's up?
We have little patience. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, we don't have time for this today.
Yeah, so my fight is with these sauce or seasoning packets, like the kinds that come with ramen.
Oh, like soy sauce?
They don't. The ones that don't have a little, where they haven't snipped the side of the packet to open it up.
Yes.
So if your hands are the least bit wet or oily or anything, you can't get them open.
I would agree with you. That is the worst.
That's a hard one.
Or when there's like a bag of chips like that, they couldn't even slit it for me. Like, come on now. I look insane trying to open this.
Yeah. That's a rough
one, sucks.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're in the movie theater and, like, your Skittles fly everywhere. You know that's happened.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks a lot.
All right, have a good one.
Calling.
All right, you too. Bye.
Yo, you're on the radio.
So how you doing?
What up?
Are we still fighting things?
Yeah, sure.
All right. McFlurry machines at McDonald's. They never work. I hate them.
But
I
like,
that
you
when
could
I
make
go to
your own.
That
oh, I see.
Wait, but good. You work there?
No, but I'm a frequent McFlurry.
Oh, so you get mad that they're always broken?
Yeah, so
I feel like they're lying.
I want to destroy them.
I feel like people just don't want to make it.
Yeah, I feel like they're lying, and McDonald's has realized that it's not worth the effort. They lose money on the McFlurries.
Well, I mean, I don't want to put anyone in a bind. That's not the employee's fault.
No.
Agreed.
No, we're with
blame
you.
The corporation.
Yeah, it's
I'll
the,
fight
it's
them.
The man. It's capitalism.
Yeah.
Can I still fight the machine, though?
Sure. Why not?
I mean, like, give it, like, a good smash, like, you know, like a good knee in the
Like
in
a
the
bat to
something.
The face?
Yeah.
It's like that scene in my favorite movie, Office Space.
I don't remember.
The
where they beat the fax machine. They take the fax machine to a field and beat it with a bat.
They give it like a no more than Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to watch that tonight.
That movie is funny. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Cute. 201-209-9368. Every time I hit the phone thing, Shmelly thinks someone is at the door and she's like,
oh, Shmelly.
Tommy. Her brain is the size of a peanut. So. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is the past.
Hi, what's up?
Well, I would fight a tub of Jell-O.
A tub of Jell-O?
Are you trying to be sexy?
No. Can you imagine punching Jell-O? How fun it would be?
So, you want to fight Jell-O, but you're not trying to be sexy?
No.
That sounds fun.
I'm always sexy. I don't have to try.
Hell yeah! What's up? That's my girl. What's your name, sister? What's your name?
Janine.
Oh, I hate that name. But okay, you're on the list because you want to fight Jell-O, and I like the sight of that.
I mean, can you imagine your fist going into it and the sound it would make? Just like this satisfying. And
it would be like ew, Michelle made the nasty. Hold on, wait. Don't make a noise. Michelle, do that again.
I can't do it again.
Oh! I'm going to vomit. Yuck. All right, Janine, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt, but we would like to see you fighting Jell-O in the t-shirt. Have a good one.
Okay, but it's not.
Bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I would like to tell you what I would like to fight.
Okay.
Originally, it was going to be my washer because it died today. Oof. But then my son had a valid point. A clementine.
Orange?
A clementine, the little oranges. And sometimes they just peel so easily. But other times you think they're going to peel easily. And you start to peel it and the skin is fused to the inside of the clementine, and you just can't get it open, and you're left with just a mushed up clementine.
I would like to add a hard-boiled egg to this list.
Mm.
When a hard-boiled egg does not peel correctly and the whole top layer comes off, it is like the worst day of my life.
Don't you run it underwater?
I do, yes.
Chunky egg.
The freaking
and
worst.
And it's so annoying.
It is annoying.
I mean, you lost half your protein with the eggshell. I hear
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right,
or when it goes right down to the yolk.
Oh, that's never happened to me. I would die. I would like kill myself if that happened.
So sad.
All right, have a good one, sister. Jeez, thanks. It's freezing now. Call us at 201-209-9368. I think the topic right now is what object would you fight?
Yes. But we're going to change it soon.
I don't care. It seems like that's what people are responding to. My idea for speed round topics was just in case the first one sucked.
Oh, okay. Seems to be going fine, though.
Yeah. So if it starts to get sucky, give me a clue.
Give me
a little cue over there, and I'll swap it to something else.
All right. Sounds good.
We got plenty.
Yeah.
And wait till you guys see what we have in store for next week.
We're not talking about till the end of the
show. I'm not going to give them details. I'm just saying. Next week.
Just wait.
Our final show of the season.
Maybe forever. Don't look so sad. You'll be fine. 201-209-9368.
But I like being back here.
You could still come back here.
Feels like home.
You could still come back here.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi there. Is the topic still...
yes, it is. The topic
is going to be annoying.
The topic is whatever you want it to be. Everyone, please stop asking. Just call and answer.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, wait. Okay. A gadget that I'd like to fight.
Sure, yes. Go.
In the supermarket, they now have this robot that they say is there to help us out. It's in Stop and Shop here in New England.
I've never seen
it. It's terrible. And I've spoken to the folks who work there, and they say they can't stand this thing because it spies on them. It's like a tech bro fascist nightmare. And I just want to say that I've asked everyone at Stop and Shop, have you ever had bad thoughts about doing terrible things to this robot to a person? Every single one of them, ladies, says yes.
Of course.
And the fire is in their eyes when they talk about what they want to do to this robot that spies on them. It's terrible.
I ran into one at the Stop and Shop on Rockaway.
Really?
Because I was looking up. Why would I think there's a robot? It's huge.
How tall?
Marty.
Taller than me.
Marty. And they.
They're
like
all called Marty?
Fascism. They're all called Marty.
I just don't know what they're supposed to be doing.
What
spying.
They supposedly are doing is what they say they're doing is patrolling the aisles to spot like spills. But first off, everybody at Stop and Shop
said right, enough.
One guy.
All right, thank
all right,
you.
Thanks.
I've had enough. Hi, you're on the radio.
They're getting arrested. Run! Run!
You should listen in. Yo, are you getting pulled over by the cops?
No, this is a fire truck going by.
Oh, boring.
Sorry about that.
What's up, buddy?
I would like to fight those Meta AI glasses.
Yes.
Anyone wearing.
Okay, but nobody is wearing those. Like, do you know a single person with
Kylie
those glasses?
Jenner.
Okay, you don't know Kylie Jenner.
I'm glad.
No, I was at an art fair, and this guy had them at his art booth, and he was wearing them, and he was
really?
Trying to live stream.
Well, you should have punched him in the
face.
Yeah.
What a loser.
Yeah, no, disgusting.
That's a good
if
one.
I ever see anyone wearing them and I know they're wearing them, I'm going to knee them in the private area.
Smart. It should be illegal. They should be illegal.
Man or woman, knee in the pee.
All right.
All right, have a good one. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. You can call me Kawartha Mike. I'm actually the husband of the woman who called about the grape bubblegum banana ice cream.
Oh, yeah. She was cool.
Yeah. The ice cream, though, I understand your reaction. Anyway, I want to fight something.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that ice
background?
Cream?
Background. I've been a pedestrian a lot in my life, and I've been hassled by cars, you know. Somebody just cut me off today, so I want to fight a car.
Sorry, hold on. We have some questions. Are we all pedestrians?
Yeah. Well, we're all pedestrians, yeah. But
I've been a pedestrian for quite some time.
He's like calling in to be like, I've been a human for quite some time.
That's true. And being a human turned out to make me hate cars. So I want to fight one, and not just any car, Like, maybe a really expensive one, or, like, all cars put together, like, the idea of a car.
I've always wanted to take a bat to a car.
Yeah, I feel like that would be fun. There's actually a mini game in Street Fighter 2 where you kick a car's ass just with your bare hands.
Michelle, there's that place in Brooklyn where you can
That seems
like wreck things.
It's too controlled. They make you wear a mask and, like, gloves.
Oh, like a rec room.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's still...
I don't want to do that.
I would do that to a car completely. The best, maybe, to fight would be the DeLorean, because then you could beat it within an inch of its life, get into it, travel back in time, and then fight it again.
So what I'm hearing is that you want to fight them, but you also like them.
I like the idea of fighting them. I mean, I have a car.
And
but
you want to sit
really...
in one and use it to travel back in time. So you want to fight them and you like them.
No, because then he wants to do it again.
In my defense, anyone would want to use a time traveling car, I think.
I don't know about that.
Cars.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting call, I gotta say.
I've been a pedestrian
that,
for
thanks.
Quite some time.
Yeah, you've been a pedestrian
for quite some time.
Yep. I'm a career pedestrian.
Such a weird thing to say. That was so weird.
Well, I've been a pedestrian for quite some time.
Maybe that'll make its way into the remix. I'd be very happy.
Oh, God, what a freak. All right, have a good one, pedestrian.
Thanks, later.
Bye. Freak.
I've been a pedestrian for quite some time.
Wasn't that such a weird thing to say?
Yeah, but I liked it. It was funny.
Did he just say that?
I mean, he hasn't been a pedestrian his whole life.
I mean, like, depending on where he lives, he might have been a pedestrian.
No, because when you're a baby, you can't walk.
Yeah, but you can walk when you're, like, two.
Yeah,
so depending on where he lives.
For quite some time.
No, get out of here with that. Get out of here. 201-209-9368. Call us if you're a pedestrian.
For quite some time.
Oh, God, how weird. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
What up?
Yeah, it's more of a sabotage, but okay. I think about pouring sand into lawnmowers.
What does that do? Stop the motor?
Yeah, it's sort of like a technique used by people who are trying to stop, like, people chopping down, like, rainforests and stuff.
Oh.
So,
yeah, but, like...
I think about that sometimes. I haven't ever tried it.
What's wrong with a lawnmower?
I thought you were going to say, what's wrong with cutting down the rainforest?
No, but, like, a lawnmower is different than whatever machine is cutting down the rainforest.
Lawnmower is, like, similar. It's adjacent, you know.
No, it's not. It's just mowing a lawn.
You're spicy tonight.
I'm just trying to understand. I'm asking questions to understand. Please explain to me.
I see a lot of lawnmowers, things like that, as sort of instruments of eco-terrorism.
To cut grass?
Yeah.
What does cutting grass do to the environment that's bad?
It burns gasoline to cut grass. Doesn't make any sense.
He's right on that.
I mean, he's not wrong. It's just like, all right, yeah.
I was just trying to...
So does a car.
No, I don't fight anything, but...
Do you want to fight cars?
No, see, I drive a car. I don't know what that
is. Oh, so you drive a car, but you want to mess with lawnmowers because they use gas, but your car uses gas.
I see the hypocrisy.
Okay, well, that's good because it's deep. Yeah.
It doesn't change how I feel about lawn maintenance equipment.
All right, so I guess gas guzzling is only good if it's for a car, but when it's for maintaining a lawn...
He didn't say that.
I called myself...
I don't know the difference.
I didn't think it was good.
Okay,
I'm just saying one thing is less important than the others. I mean, living in the suburbs... How often do you need to cut an inch of grass? I mean, I could go on. You don't want to hear it.
Nah. All right. Thanks for calling.
I mean, I don't know. If I had a house, it'd be pretty important to me to keep the grass nice.
Yeah, but you waste a lot of water. So would you use, like, native plants?
I don't know. I'd probably have a gas-guzzling car just like this dude, too.
Yeah, you would.
And I'd do laundry. And I'd use the dryer. And I'd use fertilizer. So it's just like, no hypocrisy, please. Goodbye.
It's impossible not to be a hypocrite.
That was annoying as hell. I mean,
eco-terrorism.
Sure, it's impossible to not be a hypocrite, but then don't be on a high horse about it. Like, you don't like lawnmowers? He probably drives like an old-ass SUV. I'm pissed, right?
I know.
Sorry. I mean, come on. Michelle, you got to say you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess it just doesn't bother me that much.
Okay, well, I don't like people on high horses.
Well, don't worry. You took him down a peg.
I hope I did. I hope he sits at home and cries about it.
Damn.
Oh, that really pissed me off. Say, I mean, what? A lawnmower? Like, how much gas does a lawnmower use in comparison to his whatever SUV he's driving from, like, I don't know, on that Jersey Parkway? I don't even know what it's called.
He's been a pedestrian for quite some time.
I'm so mad right now.
Okay, take another call.
Maybe he does walk. If he told me he walked everywhere, I would not be mad.
Yeah.
Maybe he is a pedestrian.
Yeah, for quite some time.
For quite some time, yeah.
201-209-93.
He should get a horse.
A high one?
Oh, he already has that. He should get a horse with four legs and like a saddle, and then he can like use that to get to work and school.
That's
and then
animal abuse, though.
Then he can complain. I don't care. Then he can complain about the freaking lawnmower.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Lawns also use a lot of herbicides and pesticides to keep them going.
Yeah, this isn't going to be the topic, but what did you have to say, sir?
Well, what I would fight would be a printer.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like a toner cartridge?
No, the whole machine.
Yeah, inkjet or laser jet.
I would fight the toner cartridge.
I mean, Mike Judge beat me to it in Office Space, but they produced more just random moments of rage in me than anything else.
It's a good answer. But not a winning
answer. I mean, also,
answer.
They never work. So there's that.
All right, let's change the topic.
Oh. Why?
I don't know. It's getting no one's had a good answer in a while. Are there calls?
Yeah, we got three. We got full board.
All right. Well, let's keep going then.
201-209-9368. None of our other topics stuck, actually. Which is interesting.
But I feel like we didn't give him enough of a chance to get legs. But it doesn't matter. What object would you fight? Have a good answer. I need to laugh, please. 201-209-9368.
I don't know if I'm ever going to get over the last call, but I'm doing my best.
The lawnmower thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right, take some deep breaths. Be mad about it later.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the radio. I'm thrilled.
Yeah, hi. Christmas lights.
Oh, like how they tangle up and stuff?
Tangle up. Like strands go out, you got to get those little fuses out.
Yeah.
They're supposed to bring such joy, but they only bring frustration.
They're supposed to bring such joy.
I would say it's not necessarily the Christmas light as much as it is as trying to put it on a tree.
That too.
Because isn't it the combination of like a Christmas tree sucks?
Yeah.
The whole Christmas tree ordeal.
Yes.
Dragging it in, cutting it down.
I'm with you. It sucks. My mom, when I was a kid, she used to have one of those like fake Christmas trees that looked real and mm-hmm. it had lights on it. And so every year we didn't have to do any of that. We would just like pull it out, shake it, and put ornaments on.
There you go.
Boom.
I'm ready for it.
I'll send you a link, buddy. All right. Have a good one.
You too.
It really looked real, though.
How can I ban someone from the comments board? Do I need Ken to do that?
No, I can do it.
Can you do it, please?
Yeah.
I cannot stand this
it's
mofo.
It's going to take a minute.
I can't. Okay, we'll do it later.
Okay.
Dead to me. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so I would like to fight those loud mufflers
that
some drivers have in their cars that go nowhere, but they're just annoying.
No, it's fine. Wait, but how do they make it loud?
Aftermarket, they buy parts and they just make it louder for no reason.
That's obnoxious as hell.
Well, I grew up in Miami, and everyone had that.
Oh, yeah.
And they also had the, like, big boom, 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 boom.
I don't like the ones that sound like
the
guns.
The bass speakers.
Yeah. The motors that sound like guns going off, those are scary.
Oh, those are scary.
Yeah.
But they're annoying as heck.
Yeah, they're
but
so annoying.
But also, my real reason is, did I hear one of you ladies from Nicaragua?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, nice. So am I.
Oh, from where?
Well, my parents are from León.
Yeah.
And Managua.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was born here, but...
My mom's from Managua and Granada. My dad's from Granada.
Granada. My girl's from Granada.
Mm, cool. Nice to meet you, buddy.
Nice to meet you.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
201-209-9368. Call us and tell us what object you would fight. We don't really have a list, so...
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's been a nice show, but we haven't gotten, like, an A-plus call yet.
We haven't gotten a Bucci call.
No, we have not. That's what we're going to call them now. We haven't gotten a Bucci call. So, you know, call us some good stuff and you can win a free T-shirt, maybe, perhaps. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
What up, buddy?
Oh, I would fight a fitted sheet.
Yes. Honestly, all bed sheets.
Folding a fitted sheet is a struggle.
Oh, I don't even care. I just, like, mush it into a ball and put it in the closet.
I mean, I think I agree. Folding a fitted sheet is not pleasant.
It's like,
just
why bother?
Putting it on the bed, tucking it.
Oh!
And
you gotta lift the mattress.
At some point in the night, it starts riding up the bed. And you have this moment where it's middle of the night and you're like, oh my God, I feel the sheet coming for me. And
like in your butt.
I mean, it, you know,
it's kind of
stranger
your butt.
Things have happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I feel like if I took on a fitted sheet, it would like clamp around me.
Yeah. It would kill you.
It would kill me. But yeah, fitted sheet. It's just, as soon as I heard this topic, I said fitted sheet.
Even washing them is annoying. Like, you have to wash them alone because anything you wash with them doesn't dry, ever.
It gets tangled up inside.
That's true.
It gets stuck in the little nook and cranny.
Oh, and then you pull it out of the dryer and it's just one big stupid ball.
Yeah, dude, they're the worst.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What size bed do you have?
What size shirt? I'm an
XL.
No,
what
the
size
hell?
Bed.
This dude's hearing things.
Oh my God! Excuse me. How presumptuous. I think a queen. A queen. Me and my partner as a queen.
Well, I would also like to say that if I could fight something, it would be a king size bed.
I have a king size bed and I love it.
I hate them.
Why?
I feel that whenever
you,
I have to make a king size bed, yeah, I'm like out of breath. Like, I mean, it's like I ran a freaking marathon just getting to the other side. At least on the queen, I can, like, kind of reach the other side.
That's true.
I mean, I can't tuck it, but I can, like, at least straighten it out.
I'll never sleep in another size bed unless it's a California king.
Really?
I love a giant bed.
Wow.
Man.
Even when I was married,
and I do the fitted sheet, we have to, like, hop on the bed to get it tucked in. It's very silly.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Have a good one.
He thought he was winning his
shirt. Oh, he got so mad that he was
not. He didn't
get
mad. He felt apologetic.
He was a little pissed.
I don't think so. Someone popping off on the comments board?
Nope.
201-209-9368.
Call us and tell us about what object you'd like to fight. One more show for the whole summer, and then we won't see you again, ever.
Never, ever. At least we're saying goodbye this time.
Bye, losers. Hi, you're on the radio.
How you doing, ladies? How are you?
What up?
Oh, well, if I could fight something, it would be the old-fashioned mosquito.
What the hell is that?
Because those things go on you, and they eat you up, and... It just annoys you so much, man. And
why does it
so
have to be an old?
I don't even know what that.
Why does it have to be an old fashioned?
What's
mosquito?
A modern mosquito? What?
Well,
did he mean like a good old fashioned mosquito?
I don't know what he means.
Oh, that's not. I just said that because that's like the common, you know, that they've been around forever. then again, you had the spotted lanternflies.
Kind of want to go to this guy.
They ruin. Sure. They ruin. Like if you have a garden,
the
and stuff,
old
I mean, they can be annoying.
The old fashioned mosquito. That traditional mosquito,
not to be mistaken with a contemporary mosquito. That good old fashioned mosquito.
What's your name, buddy?
Christian. I'm from the Bronx, New York.
Christian, cool. From the Bronx, New yeah. York. You're on the list. Yeah. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt because that was weird and funny.
Yeah. All right, have a good one.
No, we don't have money, dude. We have T-shirts. Goodbye.
Money.
Old fashioned man asking me for money.
Jesus Christ.
Let me take him off the list.
Sorry, Christian.
From the Bronx. 201-209-9368. Call us. We have 15 minutes left. There's plenty of room to win a T-shirt.
Lots of room.
And the number is 201-209-9368. Last week is our last week here. Thank God.
What object would you fight?
That's what I think about when we say this. Rubber bands.
No, that's not one for me.
I kind of hate them.
That's not one for me.
Tampons. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. That's a funny one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I want to fight one of those dumb Uber Eats robots.
I knew that one was coming.
Oh, my God. Talk to Ken.
Well, yeah. I want to fight it because my daughter...
Well, we don't need to know why.
...to ride on one.
Nope. Hi, you're on the radio. I don't care.
Hi.
Hi, what's up? What do you want to fight?
I have one that is something I don't understand.
Oh, okay, cool. We'll take that. We haven't had that yet.
So the thing that I don't understand, and I'm not sure if it's just me, is why do people pierce their baby's ears?
Okay, it's like, because it's the same idea as like a bris.
My ears were pierced when I was born.
Same. So it's more like they won't remember the pain. That's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. I thought I was like, they want their babies to just be walking around with, like, diamonds in their ears.
No, no. It's like, do the pain now before they remember it vibes. Like a bris.
Oh. Okay. Cool. That makes sense.
Glad we could help you with that. Yeah.
I actually didn't know that. Yeah. I just thought that Hispanic people like to do that.
Oh, well... I mean, I don't know that for a fact. I'm not in, like, everyone's head, but that's, like, why my mom did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think that's why my parents did it.
They just want you to have earrings?
Girls just had earrings.
I mean, but isn't it still the same kind of idea where, like, boys just don't have foreskin?
I guess I wonder if it was just, like, so everybody would know you were a girl. Because when you're little, maybe people would think you were a boy.
That makes sense.
Maybe? I always thought it was for the reason I said.
Huh. I guess we don't understand.
Well, now we don't know what we know. All right. Have a good one, buddy.
What a conundrum.
Thank you.
It's a good thing no one's winning a T-shirt tonight because I won't say the rest of this.
Yeah, please don't.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, my name's Al, and I'm 11 years old.
Hi, welcome.
Hello. I would fight clean laundry.
Wait, why?
Because, actually, today I had clean laundry that I had to put away before I could go to my friend's house.
So you just want to fight chores?
Yes, basically.
But also, fighting clean laundry sounds nice because it's, like, soft and warm and it smells good.
Not necessarily when you want to go play with your friends immediately.
Hmm.
Fair.
I mean, you wanting to go play with your friends doesn't take away how good the laundry smells, though.
Kind of.
It doesn't smell good because it's sitting there for a couple of days on my chair.
Well, that's not clean laundry, if you ask me.
Put your clothes away and do your chores.
Yeah, you gotta do your chores.
With your friends.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Michelle.
Yep.
You gotta do your chores, buddy.
No.
Yeah, clean your bed, vacuum. When I was a kid, I had to vacuum my room every Friday.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we had full chores. I think I vacuumed the whole house every Friday.
I didn't really have chores.
Of course you didn't.
What does that mean?
Have a good one.
I mean, my room was always clean because I'm me. What?
That was cute. 201-209-9368. We had a full board and now we only have one call. Let's see who it is. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, who are you?
I'd like to fight somebody.
Okay, who? What's your name?
My name's Henry.
All right, welcome, Henry. Who do you want to fight?
I want to fight Bucci.
What is this?
He calls Bucci's show.
Oh, boy.
He owes me $10.
Yeah.
Okay, but this topic was supposed to be about, like, an object that you want to fight, and Bucci is a human, not an object.
Nothing. Then I'd like to fight when two tile Lego bricks get stuck together.
Oh my god, yes. Yes.
Then he had a regular answer.
Oh my god, yes, Henry.
Henry, were you ready with that answer, or did you just come up with it?
Oh, no, I was ready with it.
Oh, okay. Smart, Henry. So what's your thing with Bucci? Tell me. Come on, tell me the tea.
So I called him, like, I think it was 2 years ago, and I beat him in a horse race, and he said he would send me $10, but he never did.
Then Bucci owes you $10. You know what? I put a T-shirt in Bucci's mailbox today. I'm going to take it out because he owes you $10. So, that's my way of paying you your $10.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, are we still doing what you would like to fight?
Yes. Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It doesn't happen as much anymore because of credit cards, but I was going to say when you want to buy something from a vending machine and it won't accept your dollar.
That is a struggle.
Yeah, but I don't remember the last time I used a vending machine that wasn't with my, like, Apple Pay.
It actually happens a lot to me in my pinball career.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have
it's
to
It's like if you want a drink or something and you only
pinball?
Have a couple bucks and it's just not taking your money.
Yeah, and you do that rub on it.
Yeah, you gotta, like, iron
it
on the edge.
Machine or
yeah.
Crease it in between something.
Yep.
It is wild that some people will never know that.
They'll never know that feeling.
Makes me want to fight them a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of makes me want to fight them, too. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
See you later.
Wow, that went fast. We only have, like, 8 minutes left.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. I just want to apologize for my stupid ex that called about the lawnmower and got you guys mad.
That was so dumb.
Wait, he was your ex? He made it seem like you guys were together.
No.
You're making stuff up.
I'm not making stuff
He's
up.
He's probably sitting right next to you.
But what I really want to fight is my stool that I fell off of. While I was hanging up decorations for Valentine's Day right after we broke up.
All right, have a good one. I hate her and
what?
I hate
you
him.
Liked? She's called before. You liked her.
No, I don't trust her now.
Oh, you don't trust her.
Hi, you're on the radio.
As a current... I know, I'm never going to beat the kid with the Lego. I know that for...
Oh, is that your enemy?
Dead to me. Yep. He's not invited here anymore. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I kind of had two, but I'll do the more serious one. I want to fight my dryer.
Why?
Well, my landlord's got, like, this AI dryer, and I'll put it in for a certain time, but then it does, like, this thing where... It'll just keep going. Like, it'll be like, it'll be done in an hour.
What's an AI dryer?
What's an AI dryer?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. It just says AI.
Is this Matt Warwick?
Huh?
This is Matt Warwick.
It is, yes.
God, I never know when it's you.
What the hell is an AI dryer?
You have a dryer in your apartment?
No, I don't know. I'll put it on. It'll be done in an hour, and then I go down, and then
it's
like
in the basement.
45 minutes one? Left. So then I like the set basement. A timer for 45 minutes. I go down, and it's like an hour and 17
oh,
minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It's
okay.
Never
no.
done.
There is a notorious thing about like laundry room washer dryers that they don't understand real time. Like it'll say 45 minutes. You set a timer for 45 minutes. You go down. It's like 10 more minutes. And it's like, what do you mean, dude? Like they're on like a different clock.
Yeah. Well, this is like that, except it's even more extreme because I've waited for like 3 hours for my clothes. And then I open it up. And they're still kind of wet.
Okay, well, that's just a bad dryer. Did you clean the lint out?
What's that?
Yeah, I knew it.
Are you serious?
What, I don't know what you mean.
Matt!
What?
When you put stuff in the dryer, you got to clean the lint screen. If you don't clean the lint screen, it's not going to dry.
It's also going to catch on fire.
You're going to blow up the whole building.
Oh, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, Google it. Jesus Christ. My God, this is a grown man.
38-year-old boy.
Oh, my God. Goodbye, Matt.
I need help.
He was screaming, I need help.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, my name is Guillermo, and I'm gonna fight a butt crack.
A what?
Did you say butt crack?
A butt crack?
You wanna fight a butt crack?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
Where is your mom? Can you put her on the phone?
I'm right here. Dad, it's Daddy. Yeah, these guys.
Of course, it's Daddy.
Young fellows, and there's been a lot of fighting, so I thought it was appropriate. We were listening to this show like a half hour ago. I know that there was a theme that I'm not supposed to mention, but I think there's a theme about fighting, so I thought it was appropriate.
No, we're still talking about that. Yeah.
Okay, you're still talking about it.
Yeah, so.
Anything else you want to fight? All right, there's the guy's a pacifist.
Butt crack was good enough.
Wait, 1 second. There's, from under a bed, there's another.
How many kids do you have?
Kaya, what do you want to fight?
A secret butt crack agent.
You want to fight
a secret butt crack agent? Got it. Is this the winning call?
Might be. All right, dude. Sad. How many kids do you have? It sounds like there's a lot over there.
Oh, my God. Goodbye.
Secret butt crack agent. No one on the list.
Nobody's winning this show tonight.
Damn.
Which actually... might be good. Well, I don't know. I guess we still have 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
My son just called me. His girlfriend's in the hospital. Mm-hmm. She was just hit by an e-bike. And boom, I'm calling you because I freaking hate
the worst.
E-bikes.
That's terrible.
What is wrong with people? They don't know how to pedal a bicycle.
Is she okay?
They need a motor. They need a bat. I don't know. I'm waiting here. I hate it.
He's like, that's secondary.
So dangerous. You got to look every single
dude, they're awful.
Yeah, they're horrible.
I hate them. I want to kill them.
Because people think they're just bikes, but they go fast.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I hate them.
I wouldn't ride one of
those. New York suck.
All right.
So,
I agree. I hope she's okay. Please keep us posted.
So do I. So do I.
Have a good one.
Yep.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you doing?
What up?
So,
you're on the air.
Objects or items I want to fight. Off-brand product packaging to me. Like, for example, ibuprofen. You save a little bit of money on the off-brand whatever item. Getting it open. I'm kind of piggybacking on what the guy said about random.
Oh, yeah. Those, like...
When you save a little bit of money...
Like a bubble.
The lid.
Opening.
All right.
The worst.
We gotta go, though.
Why are you getting mad?
Because we only have 2 minutes left.
Why are you getting mad at him? Why are you getting mad?
Because that was like a boring answer. And we only have 2 minutes left.
Well, no one won, so who cares?
Yeah, because you have to talk about next week.
Let me take one more call. Okay. Do we have time?
I guess so.
Hi, you're on the radio. Last call.
Hi.
Oh, boy.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
And the thing that I would want to fight is peanut butter.
Because it gets stuck to the roof of your mouth?
Nope, because I'm allergic to it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Well, all right, thanks for calling.
I'm done.
Lots of kids tonight.
Too many. I'm not down with it.
All right, we only have a minute left.
All right, so listen.
No one won. Depressing.
Wow. We usually give at least 2 shirts away.
That's my list, crumbling before your ears.
All right, so next week is our last show, and we're doing a raffle.
Tell me more.
Every caller is in a bucket to win prizes. We're going to have t-shirts. We're going to have a grand prize that's TBD. So next week is going to be a real good one.
Yeah.
And our last show for the summer. Is everyone listening? Goodbye, Shut Up Weirdo. All right, love y'all. Bye.
All right. This was Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Yes. Stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Okay. So we're live. Want to do some shout-outs. Shout-out going out to Andrew in Toronto. Marley P-Dog. And also, big shout-out to everybody in the city of Oakland, California. I'm here. My name is Billy Jam. I'm here with my co-host,
Senor Gigio. What's up, y'all? What's up, Bill?
And we are back on Telegraph Avenue doing our series of shows from different independent businesses up and down the avenue, Telegraph Avenue in Oakland, all the way to Berkeley. And today we're back at Econo Jam Records because we did a show from here 2 years ago. Gigio was here as a guest, not as a co-host.
I know. You see, we're growing.
Anyway, on today's show, we're going to have a special guest come through. I see you just posted a comment there as well. So the guest today is going to be, tell us about who's going to be.
We got Tusco coming in from Italy. So this is I don't know for sure, but I believe it's his first time in America. We're going to ask him, but I know that right now he is on his own independent tour. He was out in the East Coast, in New York City, Philadelphia, doing his thing. Then I know he went down to L.A., and he's in the Bay, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
man.
So he'll be stopping by. He'll be rapping in Italian, and we'll be playing some hip-hop from various countries around the world. We'll play one from the USA. And also we're going to be talking with Elle from Econo Jam Records and see how Econo Jam independent record store has been doing since we were here last 2 years ago. That's all coming up. But first, let's get into a little bit of Shut Up Weirdo Remix Project from last week. Shall we?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
It's so weird. I've never cared. Interesting. You know what I'm learning today?
What?
Is that, like, people are really excited to win things.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't even really care what it is.
I love winning.
Interesting.
And we've got Mr. One and Only Bucci, who won poorest.
Kelly and Bucci.
Kelly and Bucci. Well, Bucci will give you a t-shirt, but Kelly, email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Pick up a few times and say Oscar or Tony and then hang. 7 minutes.
We can do this.
7 minutes.
We've done much bigger
we
things
in
7 minutes.
Yep, we have. Yeah.
Seven.
Hi,
you're on
your
radio.
Hello. I won Employee of the Month. Hello.
It's so weird. I've never cared. Interesting.
It's so weird. I've never cared. Interesting. All right, thanks. Have a good one. Like, they're, like, actually excited to tell us all these stupid stories.
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm scared, Pancho.
You ain't afraid of no man.
Something out there waiting.
Check this out. My name is Nish. I represent one half of Cedar Hill, and we're coming out of Toronto, Scarborough Light Up. Giving a big, huge shout out to WFMU and my man Billy Jam. Yo, put the needle on my record, bro. I'm out.
I want a war. I do better.
Landscape.
I want a war.
Nish.
I do better. I want a war.
Call your sword makers. Get your shields fixed.
I do better. I want a war.
I'm an apex predator. I'm quick to engage, and they call me the doctor's note because I'm so sick with a page. I look young and stay healthy. I'm the fish my age and turn the stage into a zoo. So clean this shit from my cage. It's Nish. I'm like the ninja clan hiding in the trees on a trade route, watching samurai siding with some thieves, waiting for the next breeze. Use the sound of rusting leaves to distract till we attack in the back to get our fees. See, I date hot chicks who will only bone you in fly. You claiming dope is a stretch like Kobe ties this. Stay on the bench, you need more practice shots. I have the whole world bouncing like when Atlas coughs. I got that samurai face, call it Konami grill. Call me Matsuda on the mic, I got Otani skill. Home run hitter, I'll surprise with a bunt. And I only pass you the blunt if you look yap from front. Yo, I want a war.
Thinking that you hot, hot to death.
I do better, I want a war.
Thinking that you hot. Hot to death.
I do better. I want a war.
Thinking that you hot. Hot to death.
I do better. I want a war.
Thinking that you hot. Hot to death.
See, I keep verses in my head so I can show off if I feel vain. Call me Shimano if you're asking what's my real name. See, I cast lines, I heat seek and smash rhymes. I'm Nick Foley slash McCauley in these fast times. Let's see a starter from your hopeless team. I'm Blade Runner while you're laser tagging Wolfenstein. So hold your breath if you hate a marijuana stench. I'll hold the smoke so long on my lungs I can reach the Mariana Trench. I'm in a prime that's giving go-bots no shots, cause your stories are like packed cemeteries, there's no plots. You're just a salesman, your bars are showing cars. I'll leave you out-rhymed and then outlined and throwing stars. See, I'm for hire, keep my katana employed, and breed a new species using piranha and koi. I'm a samurai Viking king, the head shaman. I'm uncommon and have your hat holding some red ramen.
I want a war.
Thinking that you hot. Hot to death.
I do better. I want a war.
Thinking that you hot. Hot to death.
I do better. I want a war.
Thinking that you hot. Hot to death.
I do better. I want a war.
Thinking that you hot. Hot to death.
I do better.
Traigo algo para tu mente. Traigo algo para hacerte pensar. Vivimos en la ley del más fuerte. Caminos sin fuerzas no nos pueden quebrar. Traigo algo para tu mente. Traigo algo para hacerte pensar. Vivimos en la ley del más fuerte. Caminos sin fuerzas no nos pueden quebrar.
So let me hit up the check, them give up. All the respect that them say, big up. Mr. Blabba, mama, head high, chin up. And even on my damn days, I rip up, flip up, live up life. The rhythm you give me, lip on the party mic, no. I think I got you, the beeping of dust, I'm a kick on my flow and rhymes, yeah. Taking them on, but I never buy my energy's unloaded. No stressing over bullets, just relax and over focus. But off rap business and the industry it goes with. Rappers might as well be foreclosed and before they open. Rappers like the lie, well, I'm the truth out of the open. Leave these whack rappers on and open fire roasting. Napalm on the tracks and gasoline before I goes in. My vibe is like a match, catching inferno, I'm exploding. It's wild, strange facts, are we get busy with this dope shit? In motion across the planet and you know this.
Traigo algo para tu mente. Traigo algo para hacerte pensar. Vivimos en la ley del más fuerte. Caminos sin ofertas no nos pueden quebrar. Traigo algo para tu mente. Traigo algo para hacerte pensar. Vivimos en la ley del más fuerte. Caminos sin ofertas no nos pueden quebrar.
yao. Cheque, 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 checa. En un mundo líquido siento mi alma seca. Estoy rodeada de feca. Que dice lo que no siente pa' pegar si les escribe las letras. Come mierda, copiáis el acento, la pinta y a todos la pega la jeva. El rap es cultura y tu cadena de pega no me representa. HH la escuela. A mí no me venga con cuentas que me quieres decir. Me mantengo firme, fiel buscando mi porvenir. Quieres darme clases de cómo ser MC, pero ser en sí se lleva dentro, solo hay que vivir.